I hope you'll go to New York City during the Christmas season. And when you're there, I would encourage you to go uptown to the Metropolitan Museum of Art and there to see the beautiful Neapolitan Baroque creche, which is visited by thousands of children and their parents every Christmas. It's beautiful. It's full of emotion and life and movement. Silk angels hover above the creche, which is magnificently lit, with a huge Christmas tree at its center. It is attention-getting, inspiring, fun, filled with Christmas sentiment and romanticism, and absorbs the person who stands there for a good while as they look at it and enjoy the Christmas story on display in front of them. But when you turn back around towards your left from the creche and look back over towards the darkened corner of the gallery, you'll see a statue of a solitary man holding a book. Not colorful, not well lit, but you walk over and you discover that that man is St. John the Evangelist, and that he holds in his hand a book, and on the pages of the book rest a baby lamb. This St. John the Evangelist doesn't speak of many of the things that the creche tells us about, doesn't talk about an infant born of a virgin mother who laid him on a bed of straw amid the oxen and the asses. We don't hear from him about Mary's meeting with Elizabeth or Joseph's reluctance to marry. We don't hear from John about shepherds who receive messages from singing angels or of magi in distant lands who follow a star to find the newborn king. Instead, old John, solitary, standing in the darkness, holding his book, talks to us about the Lamb, about how the Lamb is the Word of God, who was present in the beginning, who was with God, and who was God, and through whom all that is came into being. On this Christmas, if we come looking for what is really important, if we want to tear the gift paper off the box and look inside to see the real gift, we can find it in the words of dear old St. John the Evangelist. The sharer of good news does not let us down. Jesus Christ is the light of the world, he tells us. He is the true light that we need because the world is dark and frightening. And whatever the darkness of our lives might be, through all of the dim twilights and overcast days, Jesus will be the light sent by God to lead us into his perfect light. Through all the 12 days of this Christmas and beyond, when the flowers begin to droop, when the hymns become a little bit too familiar, when the sermons are boring, when the glittering candelabra cease to dazzle us, well, turn from the creche, as important, as beautiful, as meaningful, as inspiring as it is, and look over toward old John the Evangelist and hear him proclaim that Jesus Christ is still the light of the world, and that light has shined in our darkness, and the darkness will never overcome it.